And we are back in Juneau, Alaska, high up above courtside for the second game of our doubleheader this evening. The Skagway Panthers will tilt off against the Juneau Braves on the curl side of things. Juneau coming into this game in a similar sort of condition to Skagway in that they've got mostly sophomores and freshmen on the team. One upper-class person, and that's Morgan Stevenson on the team. And they only have five players, Skagway. You know what we're talking about, so they will not get a lot of rest. So Skagway and Juneau tilting off. Both of the teams have yet to get on, get a game in the win column. Well, maybe this is the opportunity. It is for one of them. And quickly, Juneau has the ball down low. Fighting for the rebound is Alaska Scaffolstead. She is fouled on the floor, and it will be Juneau basketball on their own baseline. The tip was won by Juneau. And we've got just a equipment moment here as Chrissy Lockerbie is tending to her shoe. And all tied up. The ball comes in to Glover. Glover gets the shot over to their speaking captain, Stevenson, who puts it up and in for two. Quickly on the board, the Juneau Braves up over Skagway. Jackson gets the ball over on the left-hand side to Cox now for Skagway. Cox gets it down low on that baseline to Selmer. Selmer's shot no good. Rebound comes down to Stevenson. Brings it up the court, gets it over to Scaffolstead. Scaffolstead in the corner to Roberts. Robbie Roberts gets it back over to Glover. Glover's shot no good there for the rebound. Roberts, her putback attempt no good, and Whitehead comes down with the ball for Skagway. Jensen has it now crossing over the half-court line. Skagway going from left to right across your radio right now. Ball also going from left to right and out of bounds as the pass from Jensen no good to Cox and out of bounds off of Skagway. It goes 6:54 to go in the first quarter of action. 2-0 to score. Juneau Braves up over Skagway early. Roberts has the ball. She tries to work it into the interior, and Al Weber got in the way with her face, but knocked the ball away, and that is the Skagway basketball. However, tried to pass the ball up into traffic and turned the ball over. Ball comes to Stevenson. She takes a shot on the right-hand side, kind of in the box area, throws it up, is fouled on the shot. Shot does not go in, but with that foul, she will go to the free throw line to shoot two. They're looking at Al Weber to make sure she's okay. She took one right in the chops there. It was mostly basketball that got her. Do you have a sub ready at the scorer's table? Marvin looking to check in again. So Damian Tinlock. Shot up by Stevenson. Off the back of the rim, up high into the air, and down through the net it goes. So both post players will come out of the team. Al Weber and Kara Whitehead, we both sit for a moment here early in the action. Marvin checking in. And second shot is up, off high off rim again, but this time the rebound does not come down to Skagway. The rebound this time comes down to Juneau, and the fight for the rebound. Local Marvin right in there for the fight. It is going to be ruled off of Skagway, however, and it will be Juneau basketball. Scaffolstead, the inbound the ball. Up top it goes. Lockett, he gets it over on the left-hand side to Scaffolstead, whose shot is no good. Won't go arm in there for the rebound. Quickly now to Jensen, over the half court. So attack on the right-hand side, gets it over to Cox. Cox looks down low to Selmer. Selmer back out to Cox. Cox can get it right back to Selmer. And the attempt to get it back over to Cox, picked off by Roberts, and Ronnie Roberts brings the ball up, has a 12-foot jump shot, takes it, no good. Rebound fought for, won by Stevenson, blocked on the shot attempt, another shot attempt, now up and no good by Roberts, and the ball goes out of bounds to Skagway. It's Skagway, 3-0 early, and an errant pass by Jensen is picked up by Cox, given over to Selmer. Selmer looks at the basket, but there's no look there, gets it in the middle of the block. So look, back over to Jensen. Jensen tried to feed a load of Larman. Picked off by Scaffolstead, who goes the length of the court. Misses her layup attempt. Rebound to Juneau. Another shot attempt. Off, no good. Scaffolstead there for the rebound. Off and in. Scaffolstead, like her brother in the earlier game, tonight, tough down low. Okay, Wade has the ball in the forecourt. Now on the right-hand side, Cox gets down in the corner to Selmer. Selmer fights off a double team, gets it back to Cox, who gets it over to Jensen. And boy, this Guna squad is pressure defending Skagway. Skagway unable to handle it. Ronnie Roberts takes it like a court late hit for two. Coach Jess Kalidi is going to need a timeout for Skagway as they have gotten down quickly to this Guna Braves squad. 7-0 to score with 4:50 to go in the first period. We're back ready to set things up. 7-0 to score early on in the first period. Skagway down. Hasn't got anything going to the hoop because the Guna Braves defense is just pressurizing them all over the court. Trapping, hustling, and this is what they've got right now. They've got a trap going as Jensen brings the ball over into the forecourt area. She gets it a little bit too far over on the left-hand side, and the 1-3-1 forecourt trap by Guna is able to set a jump ball situation. It will stay Skagway basketball, and Selmer will do the inbounding for Skagway. Get it into Chaluk. Chaluk gets it back to Selmer. Selmer doesn't want the ball. Tries to pass to Cox, but stepping into the lane was Roberts. Roberts picks it off. Gets it over on the corner to Lockaby. Her shot no good. Ball out of bounds. It's going to stay quarter basketball. Skagway needs to do a little bit of work on the glass here, and they got to clean up and figure out this pressure defense, which is being thrown at them by Guna. Now, will Guna get tired with only five players? Well, it's a distinct possibility, but I'm sure they've been dealing with it all season. They'll have to deal with it. Ball gets down low to Glover, but Monique Glover, unable to capitalize on her low post position, turns the ball over. Skagway comes up the court, turns the ball right back over, and this layup opportunity is missed by Lockaby. Put back in by Alaska Scafflestad. Is down now by 9. 3:55 to go in the first quarter. Cox has it in the quarter court. Gets it over to Selmer. Wing extended. Dribble drive on the baseline. Her shot up. Blocked by Alaska Scafflestad. Ball dropped down by the Braves. We're bringing it up into the forecourt. And, oh, a beautiful entry pass to Scafflestad. An easy lay-in. 7-0 now. Guna up over Skagway. Skagway's got to get it going soon or they're going to be in trouble. Selmer with the ball. 12-foot jump shot. No good. And Guna comes up with the basketball. It is Roberts now bringing it up the right-hand side of the court. Stops. Double team. Tries to get it back out. Does. Able to get the reset to Stevenson. She's at the foul line area. Back over to Roberts. Roberts launches up a two-point bucket, but a long two-point shot. No good. Rebound down to Selmer. Skagway has the Jensen has the ball now as she crosses over the forecourt. Up at the top of the key, gets it over on the side to Selmer. Selmer wants a dribble drive. Just kind of backs it back out, and she's dribbling the ball a little bit, gets it back over to Cox. Cox is working it back up toward the top of the key. Nice bounce pass from Cox, except Jensen took her eye off the defender, and the defender picks the pocket clean. Brings it up the length of the court. Robert Stone gives it over to Lockaby for the easy lay-in for two. 13-0 now the score. Guna up over Skagway. Jensen has it at the top of the free throw, sir. I'm sorry, at the top of the key. Gets it over to Cox. Cox tries a dribble, or a nice little interior bounce pass down to the lane, but neither of the Skagway players that were in the lane were thinking that they were going to be open to the pass, so they just kind of ran away from it. Now, the ball, it looks like, did go out of bounds off of Guna, so it will be Skagway basketball attacking the Guna hoop after a quick timeout called by Jess Kalise. And I am mistaken, that ball will be ruled off of a Skagway player with 2:20 left to play in the first quarter. Skagway is down 13-0 to Guna. And it is Guna basketball. Glover gets the ball to Roberts, and Roberts is waiting for something to develop on the offensive end. A lot of side-to-side movement by Alaska Scafflestad. Brings the ball into the key, puts up a shot, no good. Addison Cox comes down with the rebound, brings it into the forecourt. He's dribbling against the tough defensive pressure, but picks up her dribble, and now finds the outlet over to Selmer. Selmer wants to work on her defender, Stevenson. He's unable to get anywhere with it. Kicks it over to Cox. She gets it over to Jensen. Back to Cox. Back to Selmer on the right-hand side. Selmer sees that she's got an open look, throws it up off the backboard, off glass, and off the rim, no good. Rebound pulled down by Lockaby. Full court. with the dribble goes Lockerbie and is foul card. Oh, no good by Lockerbie. Christian Lockerbie is a freshman, three freshmen on this squad. Shot away, off glass, and in, thanks to open late in Horta. They push the lead 14-0. Picks up the dribble. Got some spirit on the court there. Some of the boys' team members come through yelling Huna and waving. Distracting me from the play call and the crowd from the game. Jagway turned the ball over in the fourth court. Huna took the ball the length of the court. Unable to get the bucket with scaffold stab, but she will go to the line shooting two. First shot up. Off back of the rim and in. Second shot up off the side of the rim on the left and rebound pulled out by Al Weber. Weber gets the ball to Jensen. Jensen wants to work into the forecourt. Quick pass over to Cox. Cox gets it down to Selmer. Selmer lost it a little bit off of Stevens' knee. Got the ball back and was Jensen shot from three-point range off the glass. No good. And after a little technical difficulty, we're back here with the broadcast. Weber fighting for the ball. We'll take the ball out for Skagway. 15-0 to score with 44 seconds left to go in the quarter. Jensen has it and tries an ill-advised chest pass. It was going to be about 3 feet, but there was a defender right between her and Selmer. Luckily, the ball goes off of the defender, and it will remain Skagway basketball. Gets it out for Skagway. Brings it over to the middle of the court. Bounce pass to Jensen. Jensen doesn't look at the hoop. Instead, passes it back to Cox. Gets it over to Selmer on the right side. Selmer throws up a 12-footer. But throws it 14 feet, no good. And the Larmer comes out with the ball. Her cross-court pass is picked off by Stevenson. Length of the court, dribble drive by Stevenson. With the right hand up and in. The two-over for Huna. Skagway gets the ball up into the forecourt now. And Jensen picks up a dribble, gets it over to Larmer. Larmer needs to pass it to somebody, and the defender gets out of the way of that pass. Jensen shot off, no good. Time bumped out on the first quarter of action. Skagway down big early to the Huna Braves, 17-0 to score. Skagway yet to be able to get the ball and get a good look at the bucket. A few shots have been put up by Skagway, but all jumpers, nothing going to the hole. You got to give it to this Braves squad. They're physical for a bunch of freshmen and sophomores out there, one junior on the team, and only five of them, but they're in great physical condition. They're a physical team. They're very strong with the ball. They're strong on their drive. They can handle it. They can pass it. And, boy, can they defend. The pressure defense has befuddled Skagway so far in this